Kiddushin bin Matbeos Kesef Bizmanenu Matbea Shemusech Koisayan. This is something I never saw before. This is very interesting about being Makadesh and Isha by giving her a cup of wine and putting in the cup of wine a coin. It seems this, you heard such a thing like this?
Well, this is Memches,
let's see what it says. The Mishnah say numavuash isha miskadeshes bekesef. One of the three ways in which a woman gets married is kesef. This kesef, shtar, and bia. Anyone that is mekadesh bia gets malkos. It's pritzos. Shtar, it's not done. To be mekadesh with a shtar would be a nightmare. You would have to have a sofer. You would have to have a sofer sitting there with cloth and writing it lishma, and you would have to take 20 minutes for it to dry. It's equivalent to writing a get. It's extremely complicated.
It has to be written lishma, kiddushin?
I believe so. V'chosav lo, zegzereshav, v'chosav lo. Lo. I think we learn zegzereshav, hukah, havayis, liyitzia. I don't know, maybe not, but I believe so. I think all the laws of Gitin apply to being mekadesh with a shtar. A lot of the laws apply, which will make it extremely complicated. The only ones that can be witnesses are people who know how to sign, have to ksav ashuris with dioi. It would be a total nightmare. That's not shtar. We're talking to me. Mekadesh b'shtar would be a total nightmare. Bia, it's the pritzos to do such a bia would be the way bia would be done. Would be is that the chos and kala, they stand outside a room. And the chassan says, and the chassan says to the kala, I'm now going to mekadesh with bia in front of two witnesses, and then they close the door and they go inside, and there's yichud. Now it could be that's not even enough. I think if there's machlekes rishonim, that might not be enough. The witness have to actually see the ma'isa bia, which is certainly something which would not go off well today. So halacha l'ma'isa, the only way that marriage is made is with Kesef. The chassan, he gives the kala under the chuppah, he gives her a tabas. People who don't know, I once heard someone, I was shocked, he told me, yeah, today we do all three. We do the kesef, and the shtar is the ksuba, and the yichud is the bia. I say, you don't know what you're talking about. This is a total mistake. Kesef is the only ksuba is the chana de rabbanon. In case of death or divorce, their financial obligations. The yichud is nesuin. That's not erisin. The Torah, when we have a drash of kesef, shtar, and bia, that's for the maisa erisin. Even if a man is mekadesh and isha with bia, he's not allowed to live with her afterwards. The first maisa bia is what makes the connection. They're married, but now he's not allowed to live with her anymore until they do a maisa nesuin. He takes her into his reshus with witnesses and with a bracha. He has to make a bracha and there has to be witnesses. So under today in a modern wedding, there is kesef. That's giving the ring. That's the kesef. What?
You don't have a minion, you don't have the shepherd.
If you don't have a minion, that's not so. You do have to have, if you don't have a, you have to have at least have
a minion.
No, I think you do. I think it's not so simple. We once actually learned that. No, kiddushin needs two witnesses, but nesuin needs a minion. Needs a minion. I don't know the answer. I don't remember. What?
The brachas need a minion.
The brachas, but the brachas are the birchas nesuin.
Need a minion.
And nesuin needs the brachas.
You don't have the brachas.
I don't know. I don't think it's okay. I think you have to have the brachas. You have to have the ma'isa nesuin. He's saying you can just take her into your reshus with two witnesses, l'shem nesuin, and don't make a bracha? I don't know. Maybe you're right. I don't know. Okay, let's see. So there was no minion. They just give her with witnesses, possibly. Let's see. The Mishnah say no mavur sheisha miskadesh v'kesef v'ladas be'shil ha'ainu b'pruto v'shav b'pruto v'chein nisav shochnach according to be'shil you only the pruto according to be'shamai you need a dinar you need which is much more you have to
demeaning to the woman for a penny.
So you have to. So according to Beis Hillel, you only need is a pruta. Uveshav a pruta v'kach nifsak b'shochnach. Okay, let's go further. The poiskim harichu lado nimevshul kadesh isha b'matbeos with coins. Yisoid, what's the shiloh? Yisoid hanidon b'divrei ha bash. is Shekosa B'Shem Mordechai She'ein Miskatshim B'Matbeah. Okay, what's the Beis Shem? What does that stand for? Beis Shmuel, the Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel says, what's the Shiloh of giving money, giving coins? Because we have a Shiloh, are you not allowed to be Mekash with the Matbeah? Why not? Because the Matbeah may be a misunderstanding that the coins are really worth more than they really are. And then it'll be a Mekach Tos. And that's why, the minig is that when the marriage ring, the marriage band is simple. There are no stones. There are no designs. It's supposed to be as simple as possible, so there should be no misunderstanding that the object that he's giving her is worth more than it really is. Likewise, when you give coins, it can be, especially today when coins don't read the cost of a penny, it costs the government more than a penny to make a penny. I think it costs the government over 2 cents to make a penny. 1.6 cents to make a penny. Okay, I heard it was even more. What?
Makes no sense.
Okay, there's always here on the news, they want to abolish the penny, we should go to a nickel. It'll never happen so quick, whatever. But, okay, whatever it is. So the shiloh, when a man gives a woman a coin, there may be a misunderstanding. The coin is a valuable coin. This is a collector's item, and it's really worth more. Like your story, the coin is really worth. She's under the impression this is a 1909. What was the first year? 1909. Whatever it was, then this coin is worth $100, even though it's only a face value of one penny. It's worth $100. So there may be some misunderstanding, and then when she realizes that it's not worth what she thought, so she'll claim, Mekach Tos, I only married you because I thought you were giving me something of value, and therefore now that I realize it's not what I thought, therefore I was never married. Because that can indeed be a problem. The custom is you don't give an isha money. You don't give her coins, period. Ach, be'avdei miluim, kosav lach, like al-divar, if he disagrees, shari v'gemorim, avurashem, akashem, amadbe, the Gemara is explicitly, you can't go tell me that it's not going to work with the Gemara explicitly says something is okay. When the Gemara explicitly says that Isha nicknames the Kesev, and the Kesev is a Pruta, and a Pruta is a coin, so you can't go tell me that today we're more religious than they were in time of the Gemara. The Gemara says a Pruta is good, so Bizman Azeh, money is good as well. You can go give her a quarter. By the way, how much is a Pruta? That's also something to be crashed. It's Pruta depending upon the Pruta in time Chazal, which we can figure out to be a certain amount of silver, and if that would be the case, it would come out to be something like 5 to 10 cents today. If you want to go and make the calculations of how much a puta was in Tamar Chazal relative to the value of silver, and you go look online how much silver going for an ounce of silver today, and make the calculation, I don't know, it's a complicated calculation, it'll be like 10 cents. Like 5. But if you learn, other Rishonim learn that pruta is nothing to do with silver. Pruta is the smallest coin that is in circulation in your country. And in that case, a penny indeed would be a what? Penny.
Acceptable to coin.
It depends. That's the dilemma. The dilemma is, what is a pruta? Is a pruta depend upon, is it relative to silver? In the time of Chazal, there are a certain number of prutos in a dinar, I don't know the calculations. There's a certain amount of silver content. So then we can make a calculation of how much is the smallest amount of silver in time of Chazal, how much is it today, how many prutos are there in these coins, and when you make the calculation, you discover that it's about 10 cents. Bizman Hazel. That would be a pruta. On the other hand, other parts can say, no, a pruta is not defined based upon silver. A pruta is the smallest coin that is in circulation in the country which you live in, and that would then mean that today a penny indeed would be the pruta. Fine. Now, it says that it works. We're not going to be more religious than one than the drasha of the Gemara. The drasha of the makar of marriage comes from death. Isn't that a frightening thing? Death, that's the makar of marriage. Every time a man gives a woman a kesef kiddushin, he gives her a matbeya. The makar that this works is, we learn this from buying a grave. When you get married, it's like you're buying a grave. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. That's the Musar Haskel. And indeed, there's
the anniversary is the yard side.
and it's not a journey, because the Chazal indeed say, why do we need to get married? It's only because death, to in order to leave over a living representative of yourself. So therefore, in Echinami, the makar of that marriage, the chalais of marriage, comes from the purchase of a grave. When Avraham purchased a grave for Sari Menu, he gave cash.
Cash is king. He gave arba meos kesef, no check. He gave arba meos kesef over la seicher. I read in an article that they made a calculation. It comes out today in modern currency $3 million. Not so bad. $3 million for a Morris Nachpela today. Today it's priceless. Today you couldn't give them all the money in the world. You couldn't put a price on it. But Avram paid approximately what would be today $3 million to purchase the Morris Nachpela. We don't learn out that value. We learn out the pruta. What?
He paid retail.
A coin was the real deal. The coin was based upon its metal, it's the value of metal. Coins have true value. Gold and silver have value on their own. Today we all know that coins don't mean anything. It's some alloy, and it just represents a certain imaginary value. The extent of the Medina Shayu Hamadbeos Vashtaros Shavos Erech Ze Oyacher. So today, currency doesn't have any real value.
Hayois.
What?
Bitcoin.
What do you mean?
A Bitcoin. Yeah.
So that's certainly.
What that means.
That certainly has no value. Really? So exactly. No, they do mint them. You know they mint them. They mint bin bitcoins. You can actually buy. They mint them, and they have some imaginary value. Okay, hayois v'kach donu hapoiskim im ladas hasayvim shev shel kalis madbeim devrim amum gam al madbeos v'shtoros bekesef shel zmanin. So therefore, even according to the avni miluim and according to the psak of the shulchan aruch that you're allowed to be mekadesh bezman hazeh with a madbeah, but maybe the shulchan aruch and the avni miluim is only referring to coins in a country like they were referring to, where coins had true intrinsic value. They were made from gold and silver, and the gold and silver, they stand on their own. Even if you would erase the tsura, the mint, the impression that the government has stamped on the coin, the coin itself, the value of the gold and silver has value. But Bezman Hazeh, Kamat does not exist in this world.
He puts in a wrong word here. He says Shtaris.
Oh, so what about dollar bills?
Shtaris is a dollar.
Dollar bill. What about dollar bills?
That's what he said.
That's the question. So certainly the paper has no intrinsic value. So the coins are no worse. The coins are no different. The coins are... Why is it better?
How? Dollar bill is a piece of paper.
Yeah.
The coin has a metal.
Copper has some copper. You're saying the penny at least has some copper in it. A quarter. Does it probably cost? What value does a quarter have? Whatever it is. Ain't a chanami. Okay, let's see.
That's the gold standard. The dollar represented gold.
Not anymore. It represented. Okay, that's even so. Now we're two steps behind. Because now, not only does the dollar bill have no value itself, it doesn't even represent real value. It represents an imaginary economy.
The question: if an IOU is, you could be mekadesh with an IOU.
The star. That's another shiloh.
Yeah, another one, but that's like a dollar bill in that respect.
So is a dollar bill really? Maybe it's even worse. Is a dollar
intrinsic value?
Okay, so das hachasam soifer b'shuva sh'af al pi shebizman hazeh ein hamadeos v'ashtaros shavos be'atzmam klo mikol mokom kevon shegozro hamalchus sheyeh hakesef yotzei b'shuk v'yihyeh oiver la'soicher din mamon lo lufi shedin d'malchus sedina. The chasam soifer is very lenient. You give a woman a dollar bill, it appears that it's mikudeshas. A dollar bill is no worse than shove kesef. It's shove kesef.
Legal tender,
and that's the chasam said that's more than maybe he's also alluding to Avram Avinu. There it says he gave them Avram Avinu shel kesef oiver la seicher. Notice he's borrowing from that nusach. The ikur is not the intrinsic value; it's the oiver la seicher. Okay, ach kosav lehistapek in efshol lehistamesh v'madbeis elupin aben. That's a separate discussion. Even though maybe true that you can come, you can get married with shava kesef, but when it comes to pidyon haben there hayoyis ve'ein poidim es abuchar mehakoyin elo mehakadosh baruch hu, you're not redeeming the bechor from the koyin elo mehakadosh baruch hu. Ksov ki likol bechor u'nesinas kesef lekoyin hirak nesinu mehakadosh baruch hu lekoyin u'klav mehakadosh baruch hu lechach emas hamalchus. Wow, what a chiddush! When it comes to redeem from a kadosh baruch hu, so the only reason why that our currency is valid is because it's malchus. When it comes to kadosh baruch hu, don't go trying to bribe Hashem with this malchus. The malchus on this world keneged Hashem's malchus. So the male kol shel klapi shemayim ein lematbeos ushtaros zmanenu erech atzmi klal yesh lehistapek im efshel liftois bohem. A naya dina, a naya chiddush. Pidyon aben being poided from the ribbono shel olam. The male you need a dover that has chashivas beatzmi. Money that has no chashivas beatzmi is only because of emas hamalchus. How dare you try to redeem from the ultimate malchus, the Ribbono Shel Olam, with something which is a make-believe malchus? Those two do not go well. But when it comes to kiddushin, there's no such thing as redemption. It's a matter of a ma'aseh kinyan. A ma'aseh kinyan, as long as it has the emes malchus, would be sufficient. Kidas hachasam soifer kosav gam hachazonish legabe kesef shekesef shalonu nechshav legufoy mamon her chazonish holds it's good. A man can marry a woman by giving her coins. Ach bir she'ein zer rak machmas heskim hamedinas. They have to agree. The possibility to conduct commerce with coins, since the government accepts these coins, that creates an inherent value. The Chazanish holds that it's good for Pinyin Aben, because it's not a din of the Malchus. The fact that this currency is accepted in the Medina, this type of currency is accepted, gives it an intrinsic value. It's a new commodity. There's a commodity called gold, there's a commodity called silver, and there's a commodity called the American dollar. There's a commodity called the euro.
Bills, equivalent of the gold?
A pruta. Equivalent of a pruta. What? Pidyon Aben, five siloim.
You
have to give this value, the equivalent of five siloim.
So why not bills?
A check should also be good.
A check is a star. A check might be worse.
A check
is not atzmai.
No, a dollar bill.
A money order is that. A l'chayra money order is a star.
A
star. L'chayra it's a star. A dollar bill, l'chayra, he's saying is good. The Chazonish appears to say that a dollar bill is not a star. A dollar bill has intrinsic value. It's a commodity. It's gold and silver. Since this is acceptable in the world, it's traded. Any currency, forex. Anyone play around with forex? All those funny symbols? So all those currencies. What?
Swiss franc is for sure good.
They have a Swiss franc. Why? Why is Swiss franc good? That's the strongest currency, yeah? Okay, so this is... So this is... L'chora bonds are shtaros. L'chora bond is a shtar. What is a bond?
A U.S. bond.
It's an IOU.
It's
not a. It's a, not a commodity. It's an IOU. At this moment in time, it has no value. It's a shtar that in the future, in 10 years, you'll be able to collect. The government guarantees collection. L'chora, a bond is a shtar. You have, right now, at this moment in time, it has no value. It's a that when it matures, then you will be paid. You can sell it short. You can sell it now, but you're not. You're selling someone your shtaros. Okay. Yeah.
It's such a Gemara that somebody wants to marry someone kedushin because he's a Talmud Chochem.
Yes.
That is also good. But this is
that's
not
a Tanai.
Exactly,
no, but that's a Tanai. A man, a woman wants to marry because he's a Halakha, that's a Tanai. But the Maisa Kiddushin must be with Kesef. The Chalois Kiddushin has to be done through Maisa Kesef. Okay, next. Ulam. Das ha'oineg yomtuf shemadea shol zmanenu kevon she'en lochem shivui atzmi I efshu lekandish b'chem isha. He disagrees ve'en lechshav momen l'shondover l'shondover shebetayra. Fine. So we have over here basically three mahalchim. We have a mahalach that will mahalik between Pinyin Aben and Kiddushin, it's good. We have a mahalach for the chaz, that's the chasam sofer. The chazonish, it's good for everything. And the oineg yontav, it's good for nothing. Money has no three different opinions in this matter. Kayoim, what's the bottom line? Haminig lekadesh bitabas. You don't see it done. You've never gone to a wedding, at least I've never gone to a wedding, where the chosin gave the kala cash under the chuppah. Yeah. Never seen it. The minig ha'olam is to mekadesh with a ring.
Under
the chuppah, I never saw that either. The minig ha'olam is to use a marriage band, not the engagement ring. The engagement ring, that's not the condition. The marriage band, that's the minig ha'olam. Now here's what he this new to me. Everything is new to me, but this certainly is new. That the minig teimon is shachasa noisin leisha kois im yain umikadsha biyain shebekois. He's mekadisha with wine. Okay, that's what the teimon. Never been to a teimoni wedding. They just bought now, so the last few people were willing to come to America. It was a big event in Eretz Yisrael. They were from Yemen. They brought how many children?
17 people.
Yeah. There, how many are left there?
50.
Still 50 left. They refused to come. They refused to come, and they arrested them. And this event was arrested because they took with them a Sefer Torah. They smuggled out a Sefer Torah. So in Yemen, they view it as being illegal. It was a crime to take out the Sefer Torah. So they arrested one of the people that still remaining there. It's a big problem. So Kayam, so it says the Migatemon is in Kash with wine. The Chasan gives the Isha Koyashay. Now get a load of this. It's not enough just to give her the wine. Look what they do over here. The Af Hoyinoise Matbeya Lisoicha Kois Umikacha Gambi Matbeya. The Migatemon is to put a quarter. To put a quarter into the kois shel yayin, and the chassan says, the chassan says, hareat mikudesh asli. He gives her the kois shel yayin, and in the kois shel yayin there's a coin. So you're giving, and it's shavikel. You're giving the wine is worth something, I guess, right? I guess.
What is the lashon that he says?
Hare bizu, hareat mikudesh asli bizu. With this, whatever this is, wine, and there's a coin inside here for you.
Right there, because she thinks it's wine and it's a coin.
I guess he tells white wine.
That's
I guess it's white wine. He tells her that in the wine, I guess the Minig Teimon, they know, they do this every day. They know exactly what they're getting into by getting married. Minig Zeh, you ever hear this Minig? I never heard such a thing that you count this with the Kayesh Shal Yayin. And in the Kayesh Shal Yayin, you put a coin. And this is brought down in the Iter. Minig Zeh Huva Kvar Be Iter Shekosav Yesh Mekoyma Shenoistim Tabas Lekoyz. First you make a bracha. The noistim leisha. First, who makes the bracha? The chassan makes the bracha, seemingly. And then, v'noistim leisha. V'oimer lo, hiskat sheli, be married to me, because zeh uvameh shebesoichoi. And what's in the kois? V'akol lefi haminik. B'tam haminik chasu, shechach meitimon hisbiru, v'nimukoi es hadavar. The way they explained it, sh'noistim lo ha'ish hamekadish davar, she'erkoi kayim, v'akesef she'osu leiskayim b'yoda l'tzorcho b'lemeshach zman oruch. The ikar is the coin. You want to give the Isha something that will remain forever as a symbol, as a reminder that, you know, just like that we give rings, right? We give a ring because a woman wears the ring for the rest of her life to indicate that she's married to so-and-so. So it's as a permanent reminder, so to a coin. So you have it at home, you have locked away somewhere a coin. And therefore,
it doesn't have to be in vine.
Also, that goes further. Who cares? Also, in the same way, the 12th and the 12th. Uber Dover Noisev, Shishnu Shehanosai Kroiva. You also want to give her something which she can have immediate benefit. You want immediate benefit and you want long-term benefit. Money goes in the bank and the wine you drink right now. So this is the minhag yishal. Now just to expand upon this, there are many other minhagim. There's a minhag among certain communities where they have a special ring. When a chassan gets married, the community gives him a special ring. The ring, it's round on the inside to fit around the finger, and it's square on the outside, and they have a house. It's built like a house. And there are certain communities where this was the minhag, that every kala chassan gives this to the kala as the tabas kiddushin, and then she gives it back, of course. It's just a matana al manas lahachzir. It's given as a permanent gift to the chassan, and the chassan gives it as a permanent gift to the kala, and then the kala, in the goodness of her heart, she gives it back to the community so it should be available to the next chassan kala. What's the significance? So the significance there is first of all, round represents forever. It's a bond. Marriage is forever. You're in this forever, and the reason why it's a square, it's samel in pasuk in Yeshaya. How can I forget this pasuk? Melech Hamashiach lemishrei haketz. The pasuk of it means there's a mem that is spelled lemarbe hashalom lemarbe hashalom lemarbe hashalom lemarbe hashalom. There's no end to the peace. Lemarbe Hamishra Ulasholom Ein Kates. Lemarbe Hamishra with a sin Shinano remember. Which basically means that there should be an abundance of peace, abundance of authority and peace. And there the mem is spelled with the mem soifis. So that mem soifis is alluded to, alludes to peace, that the marriage should be a marriage, it should be forever. Ulasholom Ein Kates. The peace should be eternal. It's round. Something that is round is no end. But also, it should be lamarme hamisra. It should be whatever these. I don't even know what these things mean. Whatever it means, I forgot. I used to know these things. It looks look up these things, and it's merumas in that pasuk. You want to be merames to that pasuk. There are very great blessings that are found in that pasuk. It alludes to what's going to happen when Mashiach comes. The world will be a place of the ultimate peace and recognition in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the goal in marriage. There should be peace between the chasam kala, and it should all be l'kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like what's going to be in times of Mashiach. So that is also a minute.
They wear a ring for the rest of their life. They wear it.
Well, that particular ring they would give back. It was a special designer ring that the community had possession of, and it was.
They got a good ring.
And it was just used for the Maisa Kiddushin, but it was given back to the community after it was done. Okay, next topic.
They do that in a square town.
What?
Square town, they do that?
Maybe, it could be. I don't know.
Square town.
Oh, square town. Oh, square town. I didn't get it. Okay. Okay. Okay, next topic.
Like the ring that's square on the outside.
Oh. Chabad does that.
Yes, I remember. Chibad.
Okay, now I don't know what this word means. Im yesh le'enoides hatabas hanisuin
bo'ifin
to wear. Okay, should you wear? Is the proper thing to wear the tabas kedushin tabas nisuin bo'ifin permanently? Should a woman always wear the tabas? Let's see. B'shulchan aruch kasa mechaber shenagu lekadosh b'tabas she'ein bo'evin. Now we all know this shemishum she'ein b'kim b'mechir avonim, because we don't want there to be any misunderstanding. We don't know exactly its true market value. She may be misled to think that the stone is worth more than it really is. And she will then claim later on that it was a mekachto. So l'chein tzach losum oisam shateida losum, to evaluate oisam the stone shateida isha kamihi yishav b'chdei shiye losmicha stas l'kedushin v'chein evi gam b'ramo shenayigim l'kadosh b'tabas. We don't want to mess up in this. If we just use a regular simple ring, minig zel l'kadosh b'tabas yisoyde mehagoinim v'sefer achin chosah b'shoresh mitzvah sakidushin shiru k'dei shetitein el libo l'oylam shikinu. It's a permanent reminder of a simon she should not be unfaithful. The titin lo yokar v'choyd, a woman should give her honor, her husband honor. V'choyd le'olam ke'eved la'adoinav. A woman should view herself like a slave. Right? Go.
Don't have a minute to get a nose ring.
A nose ring to pull. Uvechein yia shab shivtam v'kiyimosam b'sholoim le'oilam. The sky, and that's why it's round. Le'oilam the sky mo hayishuv beratzaim hayishuv beratzaim akel shechofitz po. Period. Umiyois miyisoid hamitzvah mashe zecharti nagul lekadosh b'tabas liyois biyodot tamid. So here he's giving over here, it's not a goyish minhag. Some will tell you that everything we do by wedding today is a goyish minhag. Somebody once told me that the fact that a woman today wears a white dress, he's 100% certain that a woman wearing a white dress is a minhag that comes from goyim. It's not a Jewish minhag. It's not a Jewish. The whole world does it. The Hasidim do this. The whole world does it. But he's convinced. He did research. He knows. He's just telling me, I can show you that this is not a Jewish minhag, that a woman wears a white gown. Really? I don't know. I'm not so sure.
What? We have it that it's too big of the
women were not.
Oh, so that's right. So you prove that. You're right. I agree with you. I don't know. But so everything you can go and be the fact that, like, where does it come from? So some will probably argue. The first thing they'll probably say is, why do we use a ring? Doesn't say ring anywhere in the Gemara. Go look in the Talmud. In time of Chazal, they use rings. Didn't use rings. It says they were Mekadesh with Kesef. With Kesef. Or with stones. With diamonds. Not with rings. So someone will right away argue and say it's a Goyshim. This is what the Goyim do, so this is what we do. Not necessarily. Something, it's a Maskeris. The Maskeris is a worn on the finger. Rishut, look, Yitzchak, Eliezer, what did Eliezer give Rivka? He gave her a nose ring, earrings, bracelets. Yeah. Does he give her? Doesn't say he gave her finger rings. Does say
yeah.
Bracelets and whatever. Let's see. Beshut divrei Yisrael kasev al pi zeh sheyesh inyan sheisha ta'anud to wear tamid estabas hanesun al yado. Itzu yadachayim kasev lechich me'machzav vitri. That's from Rashi. Rashi is the mechaber of machzav vitri. Shekol mi hashev brachas hakalo idenes es estabas layada. Only for shev brachas. After shev brachas, she can take it off. That's what it says. B'maharam mints kasev shachosan som. I have a friend who wears a very shiv shulah. He wears a ring. And I know why he wears a ring. Because he works in a very goyish environment. He works in a very, very goyish environment. And he doesn't want women to start up with him. He doesn't want women to chap him.
He just wants someone who's married.
What?
What you should do is get an earring in one ear. And, you know, put it on the right ear.
Okay, so Bishut Divrei Yisrael. she puts it on the next to the agudol,
the index
thing, but that's not the thing that she wears it. That she wears it on. That's when he's mekadesher. He puts it on the index finger. But then after he's mekadesher, she then puts it on her middle finger. That's the common custom, right? Is that the middle finger she wears it on? The second to last finger. The second to last finger, okay?
The ring finger.
Shachoson somes atabas aletzba hasmuchel agudel v'shem shabiyad yimin shalakal ubir hanach lasheva shayoyis v'hashimush beetzba hasmuchel agudel rav hu. It's large. That's the largest finger.
No, a lot of action.
Index
fingers,
a lot of
activity.
Right, so next.
Most activity.
Rav hu bo marim bal kol davar. Okay, it has the most activity. Right. The index finger has the most activity. Has the most activity. L'kein d'yifon maniach ha-choson es ha-tabas al etzba zo shehi niris l'ayin yoyse mishor etzbos. Under the chuppah, when the witnesses are watching and the ma'isa kiddush is taking place, you want to be clear as day, and therefore he puts it on the index finger. The gam biyad yimin shuyad hayoyser askonis, that's the hand that she's busy with. Sha'al yidei zeh sha'isha tiso es ha-tabas ha-kiddush biyad yimin v'vza etzba yira ha-kol shehi nesua tabas kiddush v'yodu shehi mikudesh v'lo yikmitzu olocha a'in she l'kacha. Okay, so it seems to be saying this is the maramints.
All
of this. Now we don't do this today. Kibi mehem hoyu mekatshim b'shas shiduchim b'yimkein. In those days, they got married right away, and there was a delay. The kiddushin took place immediately, and they would wait a whole year until they moved in, until they lived together, until there was nesuin. So therefore, during that year, maybe someone would think that she's available. So in order to make it known to the world that this woman already is married, therefore she wore it on her right hand, on her index finger, in order to make it known to the world that she already is married, and no one should
kiddushin.
She already has kiddushin, which is really fully married. V'yimkein l'pam lo yodushin mekudeshes, ki bimeim hoyim mechatshin b'shas shiduchim, v'yimkein l'pam lo yodushin mekudeshes, v'yiksu olach anshei, an lo ashe ketsurim shim p'nuyo, u'lechein hoyse nesu tabas kiddushin b'zeh ha'etzpa, period. V'abidin ha'etzpa sh'olach ha'manichem es ha'tabas, rei o l'kamon. B'sifri ha'chroinim nimsu o t'amim l'kadesh d'afka b'tabas. There are other reasons, b'likute ma'hariach, noy sein t'am l'kadesh b'tabas sh'hayesh b'tabas z'hi dover ha'mechaber sh'nei dvonim ke'echad. A ring is something which joins together two things. Kumoisha Matsinu Eitzel HaMishkan Gabi HaKroshim, the tabos in the rings the badim go into the tabos. It's mechaber. It's mechaber the badim to the to the kli, to the utensil. Gabi akroshim v'chein b'tabas hachishim v'eifod l'chein nifu davka b'tabas mekadshin k'dei l'ramesh a'idei ha'chasun zo yischabu hechoson v'hakalo v'yu ki'ish v'isho. A tabas is an object which brings chibur, and therefore it's the proper symbol to use to make kiddushin. Minug mechudosh b'idin tabas ha'nesuun nimso b'sidu tfilis l'dov shekosav anu minug shekosav sheminug yushalayim litbol es ha'tabas ha'kiddushin Kiddushin b'mikvah. Did you ever hear about such a thing? Before you get married, the Isha takes her ring, or the Chosan takes her ring and he dips it in the mikvah. Why would you want to do that? Acheir shupele v'loy re'inu mi sheyakpid al kach. This is something we never heard of. Chadoshim labakarim. New such things, don't try this at home, obviously. As he says, he just brings us down. It says they did such a thing, that they did such a thing.
But the reason they put it on the
index thing is because
the whole
Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. These are Hechra Inyan, and this is way over my head. Yud-Kei Vav-Kei.
Yeah, which thing?
When you break the matzah, Yachat, so you're mechavin, right? You're mechavin to break the matzah in the shame. Yud-Kei Vav-Kei?
No, because it should be easy to divide.
What?
It should be easy to give out to the people, so you make it into small pieces.
To make it into small pieces.
The Chabad is the matzah to make it into 5 pieces.
5 pieces, but they're brought down when you break the matzah, you break it in the shape of a... This is way over my head. Way over my head, the finger. Okay, let's do one more quick thing. Nashim yaitzes to mecham anu soge, the women go out to war. Kasem b'chinech 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 The zecher of Mechias Amalek only applies to men and not to women. Because women are not shaykh in this mitzvah, women do not go to war. The mitzvah is not just to remember what happened, the mitzvah is to act upon what has happened, and to actually go out and wipe out the nation of Amalek. Women are not people who go to war. It's not the nature of a woman to go to war. V'hinei HaRambam posak shemulchemes mitzvah. Kasha is the Rambam paskins hakol yotzim afilu chosan mechedroi v'kala mechuposa. So you see, it's not so. The Rambam paskins, when it comes to war, women do go to milchemes mitzvah. Muhammad's mitzvah, uveradvas, hikshem, chiderech, anoshim, lasas, muhammad, what can the Rambam possibly mean? V'aloi kosvit says, kol kivuda, bas melech, penimo. V'chosav, levayer, shekamunas, Rambam, shekim, shechosin, yotze, mikhedroi, kala, yotze, mechuposa, shein, nehegetz, mechuposa. What all it means in the Gemara, a kala, leaves, shechupa, means that they're mevatel, sheva, brachos. There's no, it's all it means, she leaves the chuposa, she doesn't go, there's no sheva. The girl herself goes out to the front lines. It just means that there's no sheva brachos. During times of war, there are no sheva brachos. Oid kasa l'taris. Another answer. Talking to Muhammad Smith, so Hanashim Hayim Sapkis Maimu Muslim Alain. Another answer. When it means they go to war, it means they go for support. They don't go to the front lines. They go. To provide food and clothing, logistics, not to actually fight. And if that's the case, we come back, because the understanding is, the only people that are chayv in the midst of Mechias HaMolek, Zechiras Mechias HaMolek, are people that actually fight. And if women are not going to actually fight on the front lines, then in Echonami they're going to be potter. Well, today, equal right. Today we live in the 21st century, so we're talking halacha. Today women go, in Eretz Yisrael they don't...
They're both chargam.
Okay. Kach biyo gam harashash kosav ulai einam yitzas el mishul la'afois v'la'afois, they go to bake and to cook uchadoyme ulitzorach ha'gvodim an shal mochama b'yol Moshe kosav shalitirutzoi harishon shal haradvas mevur shatam shachazal shinui b'lashoinim v'lekasu chosan v'kala mechedron. What was the first answer? The first answer was that a kala doesn't go to nothing. She doesn't go to war at all. And when it says in the Gemara that a chosan leaves his chupa cheder and a kala mechuposa, it means there's no sheva brachas. That explains why we broke them into two parts. The chosin leaves his cheder, and the kala mechuposa. Why couldn't we group them together? Chosin and kala, they leave their chambers, mechedram. Oy chosin the kala mechuposam. Ela kasu chosin mechedroi, the kala mechuposa. We want to differentiate between the two to show they're different. They have different roles in war. He goes to the front lines. She leaves the chuppah, the canopy, but does not necessarily mean that she fights on the front lines. He holds that going to fight on the front lines is not doicha the loisasev lesilvash isha gever lesilvash isha vice versa. So she's not. It's a low sase. This is not satmar. Who's the divrei yoyel? Shalos and shuvis.
Yeah.
He doesn't have shalos and shuvis. Shalos and shuvis. I don't think he has shalos and shuvis. Another divrei yoyel. Kosav lodin. I never heard that the satmar has shalos and shuvis. Uveshut divrei yoyel. Kosav lodin midivrei hachinuch. Shekosav shegam hanoshim mitzvas mitzuve. Mitzuvas b'mitzvas hacharem tacharimim shenemer al hashiva sa'amim. They also mechuyvin other obliteration of the shiva sa'amim. Ul chora im hanoshim im holchus l'mechama keset heim chuyavas b'mitzvazo. The chinuch says that's the chinuch. The avlon chinuch. He has his collection of people. He has an ish, an ish, an eved, a shivcha, and there's always the chatzi eved and the chatzi ben chayrin. The minchalach of them is an expression in Yiddish. The minchalach of the minchas chinuch. The people of the minchas chinuch. His collection is cast of characters. And the cast of characters always include the chatzi eved and the chatzi ben chayrin. So among his cast of characters, in every mitzvah, he discusses the mitzvah of hacharein tacharimam. Utter obliteration of the Zayin Amimim. And he says, Noshim are chayiv in hacharim tacharimam. The only way women can do this is by going to the front lines with weapons to destroy them. Ubeyasa, what's pshan lechinuch? Shachinuch l'shitasa, shemitzas harigas shivasanim, himitza al kol yachav yachav, shemuchil harigas kol lechav yachav shivasanim, shenim alo sechay kol neshama. So he disagrees with the Rambam lechinuch. He holds Noshim are chayiv in battle. There's no dispensation of l'silvash gever. The Iker Hamitzah he al call neshama neshama mehem shlo lachiyosim the harigas kol yachav yachad shaychetz af shlo b'shas mukhama the alkin gam anashim ruis lezeh shari enim tzrichas lachas mishul zel mukhama el kol shirayas echa mishul sahamim mitzal heim lahargoy. He holds you can kill people even when you don't go to war. Cyber warfare. Masha enkein the mechias amolek shavu gam shehi chiv al kol hayochin mikol makom mikai chiv al mechias amolek nema b'derech mukhama ayin sham shech mizeh. So he says here an amazing yisoid. Okay, there's a really beautiful yisoid. It's mechalik rolam nishi yisoid. There's a chilik between mechias amolek and hacharim tacharimam. Mechias amolek is to a mulchama. A melchama has certain accomplishes a certain mahalach. You go to a battlefield and you wear armor and you have specialized weapons. This is melchama and this is mechias amalek. Hacharim tacharimim is not melchama. It's guerrilla warfare. It's a different type of melchama. It's not the traditional warfare. And that women, there's no women are 100% equal. When it comes to going your classic traditional mahalach of melchama in the battlefield, that ain't a chanami. There's a possibility that noshim are exempt. But when you have mechuyev to destroy each particular individual neshama, not b'derech melchama, that's the concept of hacharim tacharimim. That's not melchama. Then noshim are chayv in doing that as well. The new chiddush, the new yisoid. Shivamamim. So does that apply anymore? Is that already finished? Or is that shaykh anymore? Is that such a thing anymore? I don't know. Okay, but it's a very interesting daher. It's a new mahalach. halacha lomish a chilek between the din mulcham and the din of hachreim tachreinim. Okay, let's stop over here. What? Isn't that lechayre mulchama? That's also mulchama. That's also derech mulchama. Bizman hazeh. That's also derech mulchama. I don't know the answer.
It's called kibud
b'shalom. You stay in Arizona and you control with the joystick the drones in Afghanistan.